through a spiritual awakening. For example, there was many people here Friday night that gave some kind of testimony as to what God done in their lives. There was a new couple here, and he stood up and said that what I said into his life at the prayer line, only God knew that. So he knew it was God, that God was in this place and God was speaking to him. His wife, I think it was his wife, said a bunch of heaviness lifted her life, lifted from her life. And there was testimonies of legs and different things and everything else, and the presence of God coming upon people. And so I told them Friday night, there is a spiritual awakening going on in our lives in the body of Christ. And you have to learn to minister through that awakening. In other words, you can't let the flame go out. So I recognize there's a spiritual awakening going on in your lives today, right now, as well as Friday night. And I have to feed that, okay? So if you'll put up, Sue, please, John 1, 20, verse 29. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is a spiritual awakening because he didn't know it was Jesus. If you look at that, he didn't know. I mean, he had no revelation. He hadn't met Jesus before this, other than being in the womb. And when Mary showed up, he jumped in Elizabeth, you know, in the womb. But so he had a spiritual awakening here. And he was able to speak. This is beyond himself. He was able to recognize. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away." That's a spiritual awakening, you see. It was beyond John. This is not something he was trained. This is not something he was taught. But this is a spiritual awakening he had about seeing the Son of God who's going to take away the sins of the world. That's what I'm talking about, a spiritual awakening. And God today wants to talk about a spiritual awakening in our lives, in that a lot of times we're praying for things and we ought to be taking authority. Now, as we go through the scripture, you'll start to learn this. Jesus prayed for many things. He prayed against the storm and so on and so forth. He prayed at Lazarus' tomb, but he prayed because on behalf of the people that were there. And so, but you find that if we go from praying to authority, and that takes a spiritual awakening to understand that. So anybody who's praying for things, I'm not coming against that. What God wants you to understand, there is a different place, a spiritual awakening, where you go from prayer to taking authority. And we'll point out some scriptures, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So I want you to understand now, I'm not coming against prayer, but I'm saying there's a spiritual awakening, like with John here, that happens in us, that we no longer pray about things, we just take authority in the name of Jesus. That's our authority, that's our power. So if you'll just follow along, I think you'll understand the ministering through spiritual awakening, why I'm saying this, and how we have to keep on growing, keep on hearing from the Holy Spirit, so the flame won't go out. I really believe that revival is right at the door, but it takes a spiritual awakening in all of us, and to keep fanning the flame in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So John had this revelation, this spiritual awakening. And if you can just for a moment, think for a minute, he did not know this. You see, he had not met Jesus. And so he knew nothing about this, but this spiritual awakening happened in us. If we're going to go from prayer to authority over sickness, you see, and disease, we're going to have to learn authority. That's a spiritual awakening. It comes from the Holy Spirit. He teaches us that. And so, hallelujah. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Matthew 10, verse 1. Matthew 10, verse 1. Authority is power and faith. Authority is the name of Jesus, and we all need different spiritual awakenings as we start to get, after we're born again, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we want to serve God, and we want to be the body of God, the bride of Christ, and we want to walk in the supernatural realm. you have to go through levels of spiritual awakening, of fresh anointings. Amen? Hallelujah. So we want to look at Matthew, as I said here, Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. And quickly up to verse 8 or 7. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, and freely you have received, freely give. So he didn't say go pray for the sick, did he? He said just go heal the sick and cast out demons. So all of us need to go to this spiritual awakening where we can flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we take authority. So when he sent them out, he didn't say go pray for the sick. Now, I know some of you are thinking about James, but we'll get to that. We may get to that later about praying for the sick and laying hands and so on and so forth. But it's in the authority of the name of Jesus. But right here, we have to build on the apostles, the prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone, correct? Amen? So he didn't send them out to go pray for the sick. He sent them out to go heal the sick. And that's a spiritual awakening from prayer to authority. Amen? Are you listening? Are you getting this? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you're praying for certain things in people's bodies, don't come against yourself. You need a spiritual awakening. You need to get to this place where you can stand over somebody, you see? And prayer has its place. Jesus prayed different things. But when it comes to sickness, disease, and demons, it's authority. It's not your prayer. It's authority in the name of Jesus. Taking authority over cancer or whatever it may be. A lot of times, people will pray for certain things. For example, and I don't want to get people bent out of shape, but there was somebody last night, a Friday night, who said to me, I'm praying for the word of knowledge. I said, you can pray till hell freezes over. You already have it. And that may not have been but you know, when you catch me in certain moods after the anointing, you may hear things you may not like. And so that's what I said to her. And she says, well, how do you know if it's a spirit? I said, it works. That's how you know. It works. And so she was praying for the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, and it was already in her. If she allowed God to put her in a position where the knowledge, the word of knowledge and wisdom was needed, then authority or the Spirit of God would speak that through her into that individual. Amen? So a lot of times we spend a lot of time praying, and God wants to give us a spiritual, that's like he did John. You find this through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in Paul's life. You find these spiritual awakenings that come to people in the Bible. And so if you and I don't understand things, which is wisdom, and so we need to ask for wisdom to understand. So he sent them out not to pray for the sick, but to heal the sick. Isn't that a difference? Have you got 8 up there? Yeah. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, freely give. And so God wants you to understand, he didn't send the disciples out, the apostles out, to pray for people. He sent, as far as sickness and disease is concerned, he said, just go heal them. So after all that time walking with Jesus, they learned how to do this. They learned how to walk in authority. And I'm going to show you some scriptures, just briefly, to try to keep this this spiritual awakening going in our lives. So all of us here, if you have a great desire to move beyond praying and walk in authority, it has to come from the Holy Spirit within you. He'll give you a spiritual awakening. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn to Acts 3, Sue, if you would please. Acts 3. Acts chapter 3. We'll just start with verse 1, read the whole thing. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple, in verse 1, at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and fixing his eyes, in verse 4, on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is they didn't pray for the man's sickness or against his sickness or whatever. What they did, they just spoke in the authority of it, of the name of Jesus. You see the difference there? Where you and I may see somebody sitting like that lame, we may go through a whole kind of deliverance thing, praying about this and praying about that and praying about this. But all he said, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So he didn't get into a lot of praying about his condition, did he? He just took authority over it. Well, the spiritual awakening is what God wants us to go. Now, listen, saints, if you don't have this spiritual awakening, this authority, it won't work. It must come from the Spirit of God within you. Because Peter said, what I have, amen? Hallelujah. So he wants us to understand there is another level after praying. There's a level of authority. And so that you don't get somebody and start praying over his family and generational curses and all kinds of things. And Peter wasn't even interested about all that stuff. He just simply took authority in the name of Jesus. So that's the spiritual awakening he wants us to have. We spend much time sweating and all kinds of things and spitting in people's mouths and face, I should say, by screaming and yelling and everything else. And he wants us to go have a spiritual awakening from praying to authority. If we are going to build on the apostles, Christ being the chief cornerstone, he sent them out not to pray, but to heal. So when you study Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find him saying, "Take up your bed and walk." He didn't pray about his condition. He didn't come against his condition, against his parents. He said, "Take up your bed and walk." See, that's authority. Jesus taught us to walk in authority. But you have to go through spiritual awakenings, because some people sitting here now say, "Well, what's the difference, praying or authority?" Praying is you get attached to emotionally to all the things that are going on in that individual's life. We have to get spiritually involved. Now, you don't get this right away. The apostles didn't get it right away. They had to spend time with Jesus. And then he gave them that authority. And he just said, "Go out and heal. Go cast out demons." Well, if you're not walking in authority and you're still walking in prayer, a demon's going to look at you like, I'm telling you, saints, you have to be able to be moved and taught by the Holy Spirit. You have to be able to be moved from prayer to authority. Because you get it, you can disagree if it's not scriptural, but you have to agree if it's scriptural. It's the teaching of the Word of God. So when you find Peter here, he says, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth," he didn't get into all the deliverance. You see what I'm trying to say here? What God's trying to point out here? He didn't get into all that stuff. He just took authority over it. And that's where you spiritually, you get a spiritual awakening in your life, and God will give it to you. If you desire it, you persevere, you press in. And you're praying for people. You're not just sitting there, but you're praying for people. You have a desire to set the oppressed and the captives free. In Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of God's upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, open the blind eyes, set the oppressed and the captives free." It doesn't say there, you see. He wants us to follow that anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To walk in authority. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Okay, go up to verse 16. "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong." See, it wasn't through a whole deliverance thing, you see, but his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. And I said earlier, authority is power and faith. Authority is the name of Jesus, whom you see, and how, yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So he didn't take that individual through a deliverance thing and through a whole, I pray against your uncle and your aunt and generational curses, I pray against that. He just simply took authority. There's places for prayer, saints. There's places for taking authority. Now, the reason why Jesus taught that is what Jeff said this morning. He said in Isaiah, it talks about you are healed. That cannot be changed, and the only way you can walk in that is to learn about authority and start praying for people, you see, and just start speaking over that individual in the name of Jesus. People want you to pray all kinds of things. The Spirit of God can move you to give words of knowledge and words of wisdom and prophecy and so on and so forth. But that's not deliverance. You can look in people's lives, recognize something. Friday night, I done that. I looked into a man's life. God showed me. I mentioned that. He said, only God knew that. So he received it. You see, but it's not a prayer for healing or deliverance, you see. It's a prayer that he will accept the faith because he knows that God's in this place because what he heard, only God knew. Amen? Hallelujah. So Peter's saying here in verse 16 again, and his name through faith in his name. See, I think a lot of people have moved away from having faith in the name of Jesus. That powerful name. That name that connected to that name is Lord. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. Over the devil, over principalities and powers, over sickness and disease, you see, over the earth, even though Satan is the god of this earth. We are in this world, but we're not of the world. We are in the kingdom. We develop a kingdom language. Amen? You're in the kingdom, right? Then you must develop his language. You must learn how to have a spiritual awakening that takes you into authority. Without putting yourself down about prayer, you see. See, a lot of people will say, you know, pray for me, I have a headache. And so we go through this whole rigmarole where eventually we should go to this place where we just have faith that he's Lord over that headache. We speak to it or lay hands on somebody in the name of Jesus. And that headache will go if you're walking in authority. If it doesn't, that means we all have to learn some more. We have to get a light in revelation like John did. You see, here comes Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Think about his position and where he was at. But he knew. Well, that's what light and revelation is. You and I will get light and revelation as a spiritual awakening is going on. And the word of God that's coming from the pulpit keeps the fire going. It fans it by taking you beyond yourself into a supernatural realm, you see, into authority where you can, if you don't catch on today, if you don't get it today, you'll desire it and the Holy Spirit will give you that authority. In the name of Jesus. You'll start to have faith in the name of Jesus where you were just speaking it before. Here's the thing that goes on, saints. As Christians or charismatic or Pentecostal, our minds want to see things. And so sometimes we do things according to our minds, not according to the Spirit. See, if my mind says in Mark 16, I can cast out demons, I can do all this stuff and everything else, if it's not spiritual, it won't work. That's the reason why the outer court is the flesh. The inner court is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The holies of holies is the Shekinah glory. Well, the inner court, the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit, must be teaching the outer court, the flesh. If it's not being taught by the inner court, the Holy Spirit within you, then this here is going to be doing it. The flesh is going to be doing it just simply because you remember the Word of God says this. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you getting there? Turn to Colossians 3:17, Sue, please. Colossians 3:17. And wherever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Do all, knowing he's Lord, So whatever you do in the name of Jesus. Why are you doing that? Because there's a spiritual awakening, and God's trying to teach us how to walk in the authority. So if we get this spiritual awakening, we speak in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the name of the Lord, because he's Lord over everything. You and I are walking in that power. It comes from Jesus, the Lord. So whatever you do, whenever you do it in the name of Jesus. So after you get trained in that area, you'll start doing things in the authority of the name of Jesus. You know, I've heard people just wear themselves out to death by praying all these different things. You know, when Jesus said, pick up your bed and walk, he never addressed the condition. He never prayed about the condition. And now, it's not wrong if you're learning or wanting to walk in authority to go through all that. But after a while, you'll find you're in the soulish area, and it'll absolutely beat you up. You'll think you've been standing in a hot shower for 6 months. It'll drain all the energy out of you. Why? It's not being done by the Spirit. It's being done by the soulish area. And that's not a wrong thing. It doesn't mean a person's but you have to learn. See, I went through that. I used to go home, and I used to be so beat up. And I'd say, Betty, I'm drawing the drapes. Shut that answering service off. I don't want to hear nothing. I was just beat up. And I said, God, what is this? I didn't know. You see, I started attacking myself. Maybe I got sin in my life. Maybe, and God says, no, you're working in the soulish area, in the emotional part of you. When you learn my spirit authority, you can pray for as many as you want. It'll always be there. And I had to learn that. Once I learned that, I can pray 50, 100 people right here and go home. Now, the next day, I may have a Holy Ghost hangover, but it's from the anointing. It isn't from the soulish area. You got to remember now, had I stayed in the soulish area after 34, 35 years of preaching, I'd probably be dead now. It taxes the body. It really does. The presence of God that you're trying to flow in, but you're over in the soulish area, you see, it'll tax the body. It'll make you feel like, God, get out of my face. I don't want to see her no more. I don't want to see him no more. So whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Father God, I thank you as I speak in the name of Jesus. You see, there's proper ways of doing things, and eventually you'll start into the authority. Everybody wonders, you know, Gideon said one time, I said Friday, Gideon said, where's all the miracles that Father taught us about? Well, you say you're with us and all these things are going wrong in our lives. Have you ever said that? I mean, we've been charismatic people, been taught about the power and the gifts and everything. Where is it? Well, when you start flowing in authority in the Spirit, you'll see where it's at. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 2:20. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the reason why this is so important, the scriptures and so important, saints, is because we see Jesus sending them out, and he said, go heal the sick, cast out demons. He didn't say, go pray for them. Okay, what they learned that from Jesus. They saw Jesus addressing leprosy, blind eyes, take up your bed and walk, and he never prayed about the condition. He just walked in authority. You understand? So the apostles learned it from Jesus, and we had to learn it from the apostles. Now, you won't always start there, but there will be a spiritual awakening. You know what will happen? You'll have such a desert walk. You'll say, every time I pray, nothing happens. Nothing is going on. There's no miracles. And if you'll just stop there and say, help me, Holy Spirit, he'll tell you why you're not seeing anything. Because that's why we got to the virgin birth, the suffering of Christ, the death and the resurrection. When he went down and he died, or he went into that grave, he died. Every sin, sickness, and disease went in that grave. You know what we're doing through prayer? We're trying to dig it up out of the grave. We're talking to all kinds of people's problems, trying to deliver them and everything else. We ought to be talking about the resurrection power. We ought to be flowing in the resurrection power, and that's authority. Think about it. The enemy would like you just to float around all the rest of your ministry, just dealing with this and dealing with that. Well, if you have a revelation of the cross, it's dead. You and I should be walking in the resurrection power. That means the authority, speaking in the name of Jesus. Jesus taught the apostles are teaching us now. And the Holy Spirit is in us saying, listen, if you'll desire it, if you'll pursue it, if you'll persevere, if you'll pray with people out there, your family, your children, whoever wants to stick their head out there, eventually you'll learn the authority. When you look at Jesus, he's the master. He's the one that taught the apostles. You never hear him addressing those conditions or praying about those conditions. He simply had authority. Well, if we're truly sons and daughters, the bride of Christ, kings and priests, now that we should be saying that. But if you're saying that and you're not walking in authority, you'll never see. You'll never see the gift of miracles flowing through your life or my life. Never will. And I'm not talking about a pain leaving someone's muscle or a headache. We had a guy come in here Friday night. This guy is about on his deathbed. He hit both legs were as hot as that post. You had to see this. So he had this walker, so I kicked the walker away from him and said, you believe that Jesus can do this? Well, I made him sit down over there, and I think it's some other people. I prayed over him, and I made him pull his pant leg up and take his stocking off. Well, he had cut his foot. His legs, it's unbelievable. They were as hot as this. And he was on all kinds of medication. And I said, God, to myself, have mercy on him, Lord. Because he came here, never been here before, and he came here, and he wanted to get touched by Jesus. Well, we eventually left after service was over. And is it authority? Well, what I did, I put oil on his leg and just said, in the name of Jesus. I didn't go through binding all the pills he was on and all the different things that doctors had told him and everything else. I was trying to stick to God's report, which is the name of Jesus. See, I'm going to see people come out of wheelchairs. You know why? I'm pursuing authority. And I'm never going to, this is a good lesson for you, never question God if something doesn't go, something goes wrong. The devil tries to get us into doubt. We get away from the healing power. We get away from the gifts of the Spirit. And we get over in the Old Testament where a lot of stuff sounds good to the flesh. Well, look at Gideon said that, so I can say it. We're under the blood covenant. We are temple of the Holy Spirit. You see, you can stay in the outer court, the flesh, and never let the inner court, the benefits of the inner court, the Holy Spirit teach you or teach your flesh, and your flesh will always be. If you look at yourself, you see, flesh is outer court, inner court is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the holies of holies is his glory. Well, if you can't get the flesh to come in the inner court and be taught by the Holy Spirit, you ain't going to experience his glory. Because three comes out the two. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Sue, to 1 Corinthians 6:11. 6:11, 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. And such were some of you, but you were washed. Say, I'm washed. See, if you're going to walk in authority, you got to believe you're washed. You can't look at your flesh and say, I don't know. You're washed, okay? but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So you're washed from sickness, disease, and sin. You're already washed. You're sanctified. You're set apart. You're a king. You're a priest. You're the body of Christ. You're the bride of Christ. You're set apart. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're set apart. Well, the devil tries to get you thinking, I don't think I'm washed. I don't think I'm sanctified. I don't think, I prayed for so-and-so over here, and he died. Stop questioning God. Galatians says you'll have a due season. You shall reap if you keep doing good. God's got a season out there for everybody here. Maybe you need a season in your finances. Maybe you need a season in your family. Maybe you need a season, you see. But it says right here, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of Jesus. You see, the Lord wants you to think, Satan wants you to think, you ain't justified, you ain't washed. How come you're having all these problems? Everybody here has lost somebody. Family member, somebody. And it's got us sometimes thinking, you see, it's taken root in our lives. There's a harvest of doubt. There's a harvest of how come God done this? How come God done that? Do you know we have no right questioning God? He says, come down, sit down, let's talk this over. But he didn't come. See, the Old Testament people were like that. They're always questioning the divine power. Well, why are we going over there? Well, why'd you bring us out here? Well, can't I have something besides manna? I want some meat. Well, how come we're going to have to drink out of a rock? Some are thinking, what if the rock is dirty? The rock was Jesus. They didn't know it. But no matter what God does, we're always questioning his divine authority. Well, why would God do that? Well, why would God speak through a donkey? That's strange, isn't it? Why would he let all those throw those sticks down? They all turned into a snake, and Aaron's thing just ate the thing up. Why does God do all this stuff? Because he's God, and he's working in the kingdom, the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to Mark 16, verse 17, Sue, please. Mark? Marky? Yeah. The Spirit of God came on me so heavy Friday night and hit Randall, and we both wound up over here. And Randall's a big, strong guy, man. We both went flying over here. I get up and say, phew, that was a good one. Praise God. And you got to be careful you don't try to explain supernatural things. Because you get yourself in trouble. Because you're coming from a natural mind. Unless the Spirit of God is leading you to explain it. There's a difference. Mark 16. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. There's that name again. They will speak with new tongues. In the name of Jesus, we'll cast out demons. We'll heal the sick. We'll raise the dead. In the name of Jesus. But if you go to try to raise the dead, and you can't get rid of a headache because you're in the soulish area, you better stay away from the dead. Because you may be laying with him or her. I often tell a story. There was a guy who blew into Colorado Springs. And he called several pastor friends of mine. I haven't been around them for several years now. And one of them said, call Mayo. He's crazy enough to do it. Crazy enough to go down there. He had put his mother in a cooler, a freezer, in New Mexico. He wanted somebody to go down and raise him from the dead. Well, Pastor Dunbar, my buddy over here, said, call Mayo. He's crazy enough. He'll go down there and raise him from the dead. The guy called me. It was on me and Betty come home. It was on the answering service. I'm so-and-so, and I just came into town, and I met several pastors, and Pastor Dunbar said, call Mayo, he's crazy enough to go down. My mother's in a cooler down in New Mexico. I want you to go down and raise her from the dead. Would you call me back, please? I said, I don't believe what I'm hearing. At that time, I was having trouble getting rid of pain. It ain't about raising the dead. Hallelujah. Well, he finally showed up in the service, and I got talked to him privately, and I told him, well, what it was is his mother, he lived with his mother. And his mother would tell him when to get up, when to go to bed, when to eat. And she was an Assembly of God preacher, and she was 85 years old, whatever she was. And he just couldn't live without her. That's why people in prison, bong, lights out, bong, lights on, bong, time to eat. Bong, shower time. You see, we stop leaning on Jesus. We start leaning on our own thinking. And so I said to him, I said, brother, I ain't going down there. I said, you need to learn to live without your mother. She's gone. She's gone home with the Lord. Well, I want her alive. I said, yeah, you want her alive, but does God want her alive? See, I know some people, they've since gone home with the Lord, would have gone down there. Viola. How many here remember Viola? She was always trying to get us to go to the graveyard, man, raise the dead. Come on, Pastor, we'll go over there and raise him up. I know I can do it. Well, why do you need me if you know you can do it? Go do it. She was a great lady of God, would pray for everybody and everything else, man. She used to come in church with a hat on with lights all over it, and it was hooked to a battery, and the lights would be all flashing. And when the kids would come up, she'd put her arm under a pit and go, pfft, pfft. She just raised Cain with those kids. She was a neat lady. She really was. But sometimes I'd say, Viola, calm down. Calm down, dear. And because she had diabetes, she had kidney problems, and you're going to go raise the dead? We can't even raise the healing power of Jesus in our lives. You're walking in dead works. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're learning how to go from prayer to authority. Amen? I don't want anybody to think we're coming against deliverance ministries and you pray for these things and all that. Sometimes the Spirit of God does that. But I'm talking about there is an authority in the Bible that Jesus walked in, the apostles walked in, and they didn't take people through those deliverances. Now, there's warfare and all kinds of different things. That's not putting that on the shelf and everything else. But we should be able to get to that place that we should be able to speak in the name of Jesus and free people no matter what's going on in their lives. Without going through a whole list. Amen? See, with God, it's not cafeteria. You just don't eat what you want to eat. You know, in a cafeteria, you go over there, man. I used to say to the kids, eat your greens. They're good for you, make you strong. I said, people in China are going without. And they used to say, well, send these to China, Dad. See, we're kind of, that's the reason why we like cafeteria restaurants. We go over there and we just pick out all these little things that the flesh likes. This stuff that will make you strong. The Word of God will make you strong. The Holy Spirit will make you strong. No, I want this. And so when people eat cafeteria style, they'll usually want the same thing in a church. They want the pastor to preach the same thing. Just preach nice. Tell me I'm going to get $1 million. And tell me when it's going to come. Then when it don't come, I'll throw rocks at you. You want to know when it's going to come? It's going to come in the season he's got to set for you, set aside for you. See, I don't set the seasons. Amen? Say authority. Is power and faith. Authority is the name of Jesus. That's my spiritual awakening. that I'm going to pursue. That means you need to go out there and find people to pray for. And don't give up and don't quit. Keep on doing it. Eventually, you'll get into some authority. What will happen is every back you pray for will be healed. I didn't say everyone you want to raise the dead now. Every back you pray for will be healed. Every headache will be healed. There's somebody who's got a disc problem here on this left side of your back here, and it's causing some things up in here, and God's healing that, if you can receive that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? So spiritual awakening must be fed. It must be fanned with the supernatural things of God, else it'll go out. So if you came back Friday and I started telling you, I need to have you be my partner. Give me some money. And God will give you lots of money. You put the flame out. You have to go with what God's doing here. See, I believe there's a spiritual awakening going on in people's lives. I told them Friday night, I said, God's going to wake you 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to get a spiritual awakening. There's something he's going to speak to you out of the word, or and you're going to get a spiritual awakening. And I said, would you come back next Friday and tell me what God said to you? Well, everybody, under the anointing, people agree on anything. Come next Friday, half of them won't even be here. You know why? The devil. The devil don't want you coming back and overcoming by the blood and the testimony that you have in your life, that what Jesus has done in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to keep fanning this spiritual awakening. That's what I'm going to do. I really believe God's telling me this. How can you people help? We're not asking people to join this church. We don't have that stuff going on here. You already joined. You're the body of Christ. You're born again. You're saved, and so on and so forth. But it's not wrong to invite people. And let us be challenged about seeing people free. Amen? Now, a lot of my anointing flows in the area of giving words, telling people things about their lives that only God could know. And people fall down their face, say, God's surely in this place. And then there's people saying, I don't believe that's God. Well, you don't even believe in God anyway, half the people don't. Oh, blessed Jesus. I know, someone said, that's not nice, Alry. Well, sometimes I'm not nice. I mean, if you thought Wigglesworth was, I was nice, you ought to love Wigglesworth. You were around punching people in the stomach, taking dead people, pulling them out of bed and slamming them against the wall and bringing them back to life. That's authority. He went to a guy's house one time and they said, you're too late, Wigglesworth. He died or she died, whatever it was. And he said, no, God sent me over here. Where's she at? Upstairs. And he went up them stairs, man, pulled her out of the bed, slammed her against the wall, and she came back to life. What place do you quit when God sends you to do something? Because of discouragement, because of what somebody said. Think about it. I know a guy who was on an airplane, and the airplane got in trouble, and a woman started screaming, we're all going to be killed. He said, shut up. God's giving me an assignment. This plane ain't going down. And guess what? It didn't go down. Jesse DePlantis was sitting in a seat one time, and a lightning hit the plane, and it came right through his roof. He said, ha ha, devil, you missed. Hallelujah. I work alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, now we're going to pray for people. Amen? Are you hungry yet? Some of you people can't wait to get to that restaurant. Huh? What restaurant? wherever one you're going to. Hallelujah. I just kind of feel foolish right now. I feel like I want to do something. Jeez. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong? I just get sometimes, and people say, that man's foolish. When you get in the supernatural, you'll get foolish. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I really don't want to stop. But if I talk too long, you'll say, I had to wait till 1:30 to get in the restaurant last night. I ain't going back over there. He's too long-winded. Huh? Hear that little angel talking back there? You know I'm going to go all day. Give her a tip. Praise God. Hallelujah. I really feel like I have some anointing to impart. It ain't me now. It's the Holy Spirit flowing. I don't have that power to give. The Holy Spirit does. To start a spiritual awakening in somebody, or all of you, if you really think you need that, if you're kind of in the desert, if you're kind of stagnant, if you need a refreshing, amen? Look at that. We can come up here and we'll throw you all in that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Put on how great thou art. Wouldn't you like to hear how great thou art? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. I'm happy. I'm full of joy. Ha, 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 ha. See, even if your face ain't caught on yet, just keep saying it. All of a sudden, you'll go. If you don't do this, see, everybody stopped. Ha, ha, ha. Now we got to stop, ha, 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 and worship a little bit here.
Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display.
Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Adoration, and they proclaim.
Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen? God is great. All things are possible with God. Did anybody here have a disc problem I mentioned earlier? Does anybody have a disc problem? That one over there? You too? Huh? Yeah. Well, I said it was a disc. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you feel like, you know, I got oil coming on my lips, boy, God's going to do something. Hallelujah. If you want a refreshing, or what do you want? Does anybody need any healing in your body, your physical body? Any healing in your body? If you do, come up here, on this side right here, okay, where I am. If you don't, you just want prayer from here over. So does anybody need healing in their physical body? If you don't, all of them, come up here if you want prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. How did you make out? Oh, praise God. From lifting. You're back, yeah? Yeah, oh. I'd rather do anything than move. Now you're going to receive, right? So. I'm going to pray for you, see, like I usually do. Close your eyes, raise your hands. Push over just a little bit, let them two in here. Come in here, you two. Yeah, right, there you go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Father, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the authority in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for the gifts, Lord, will flow, Lord. We're going to worship you, Father God, with the holy things, the Holy Spirit gifts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bringing glory to him. We thank you, Lord, that revival has started, spiritual awakening has started, Lord. And we ask for your presence, Lord, to come upon these people, to fan it, Lord, to fan the fire, Lord, baptize in the Holy Ghost with fire. Fan the fire that burns in them, Lord, they can have a deeper desire to go with you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the deeper things of God. So we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Let's let these two in here. Push down just a little bit. Come right in here, you two. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I forgot who she was. I don't want to get hurt. Any mad than she already is. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, in Jesus' name. Of Jesus from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord.
God. Raise your hands. Give it, David. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Stand right there. He's okay. You must have. Raise your hands again. Come over here, young man. Raise your hands. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. I did that again because I forgot to do that. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord. Her complete body, Lord, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Through every muscle, knee, Lord, back, hips, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. What's going on in your body, dear? Cold? Let go of her hand just for a minute. I know you're touching and agreeing. That's what you're doing. Raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God says, my daughter, there has been disappointments in your life, and sometimes they're overwhelming disappointments. But God's grace is going to come upon you, and God's going to bring you out of that disappointment. You haven't been able to come out by yourself, and God's power is going to touch you, and you're going to be refreshed, and you're going to feel the peace of God, and he's going to bring you out of that disappointment. God says, this day, new beginnings will start in your life by my Spirit, saith the Lord, and you're going to start desiring things, and there's going to be a change around, a turnaround in your life, because the desires are going to be spiritual in your life, and you're going to ask for them, and God's going to release them through your life. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, the peace of God, Lord. In Jesus' name, the authority over this cold. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the authority of the name of Jesus throughout her body, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the authority of the name of Jesus throughout his body, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Your healing love, Lord. Your healing grace, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for her. Come over here. Pray for her. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mark, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the authority, Lord. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, thank you, Lord. the authority in the name of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Refreshing, Lord. Refreshing, Lord. Spiritual awakening, Lord. In Jesus' name. The healing power of Jesus, refreshing spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refreshing spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. Victory, victory, victory through the blood of Jesus. I prophesy and speak into her life. Spiritual awakening, Lord. Spiritual awakening, Lord. Victory, victory. I thank you, Lord. The peace is going to rule in her heart. The peace of God is going to rule in her heart. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The peace of God. The peace of God. The healing power. The power of Jesus. Going all through her body. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Healing authority, Lord. Healing authority, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Healing authority. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your first name? God says, Willie, there's new beginnings coming in. There has been a shaking going on about some things, and you didn't quite receive the wisdom and understanding of what why sometimes these things happen. But God says, I'm training you. I'm bringing you into a different place in me. I'm going to let you experience my grace that belongs to you. And God says, I'm going to release my grace. That's favor. Favor, that means you're in areas that you need favor. God's going to give you that grace. God says he wants you to release the faith that's in you. There's a gift of faith. And there's faith that you brought on that comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God says you've been preparing your mind. That's the faith that comes by hearing to be able to accept and believe in the things of God, the supernatural things. And God says there's almost an anger that he's been dealing you with. He's really touching some places in your emotional makeup right now in Jesus' name, causing things to turn around. There has been a place that you've been held into, locked into that. And God says, freedom has come to you today, my son. Under the blood covenant, it belongs to you. And because you've come by faith, you've come in my name, that place you've been locked into, you're going to be freed from it. And there's going to be an explosion or desires of my spirit coming up out of you. There is going to be a different love for your wife, a different love for your wife, because God says, that grace, everything works from love. There's going to be a love that grows up in you that you had never quite experienced before. You've always wanted it, but God says your season has come to experience that, saith the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the financial blessings that are moving into Willie's life right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break every power of you, Satan, and principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the spirit of truth that will guide him deeper into truth, Lord. And I bind the spirit of error in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that Willie's going to feel different, see different, feel the peace of God, and he's going to walk in some footprints that you've placed before him, Lord Jesus, that he hasn't quite seen. But now he's going to know. It's found in my word, saith the Lord, and you shall walk and be obedient, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch him right now, asking the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you rolling up a piece of paper, crumbling it all up and throwing it in the dump. And God says, my son, that's the authority you have over the enemy. Just to crumble him all up and just cast him under your feet and cast him out. It's that easy. Is that your flesh rolls up a piece of paper that you're discarding? You can throw. You can do the same thing with the enemy. So sometimes if mind problems come, remember what I'm saying to you today, saith the Lord, that you can place them under your feet. You can speak the blood of Jesus Christ. You'll have a mind that's free and open for my word, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God's talking about new beginnings. Obviously, you're saved and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and there's been some new beginnings. But God says these new beginnings are coming by the Spirit of God. God says the season has arrived, and there's new beginnings going to rise up in you. There has been this really quietness that's come upon you, and this peace that has come upon you, and you don't seem to be concerned about anything, and you're not supposed to, because God says, I'll supply all your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But he is going to supply something that's going to bring happiness into your life. It's going to bring love and peace into your life. And God says, my son, the arrival date is in my spirit. I have placed in your spirit, saith the Lord, and you shall know because you know. When you see it, you'll know. When you see it, you'll know, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There has been a lot of rippled waters. I can see a lot of rough water. And I can see an awful lot of rough water. And I can see an awful lot of rough water. God showed it to me three times. But the water, the peace of God and the grace of God has calmed the water. Now you need to learn how to walk in the peace and the calm water. That water is the flow of the Word and the Holy Spirit in your life. It's going to bring calmness and peace all through you, all through your mind, all through your emotions. The very calmness and peace of God, the authority of God in your life flowing all through you. You're going to invite him into every area having problems and let the authority of Jesus, his name, his lordship, in that area to settle it down in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there any testimonies? I'll put you right to work, Randall.
Praise God.
Yeah. Put it on. We like to have it on the thing in there. Chris.
I was praying Monday for everybody in the church, and God sent me to a particular family and told me to tell them that in 7 days they should expect a financial blessing. And I went to that family and told them, and I said, just speak it in. So every morning I got up, I spoke it in with them. So Friday, I was expecting to hear great news from them. And they didn't realize that the blessing had actually came to pass. They said that in previous conversations, they didn't have enough money to make their bills. This week, not only did they make their bills, but they had $70 left over. So The wife was still kind of distressed and upset about $70 being small. So God took me today to this scripture in Psalms 141. It says, "Set watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips."
Oh, man, praise God.
So every day that we decide to open our mouth and speak against what he said, things like that are subject to come out.
Yeah, and in Luke 16, it involves stewardship, and he said you must be faithful in small things. So we should be faithful, I mean, and bless the Lord, whether it's $5, $10, because it'll eventually grow into a whole bunch of money. Amen? Praise. Anybody else got a testimony here? Where? Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody be quiet. Maggie works alone.
My son and I live in this apartment, and we each have a bedroom. And behind the bedroom windows is a hill and parking lot. And anyway, the family that lives next to my son, the man that lives there, he was getting in his truck, and he had put it in neutral. It's a big Dodge something or other. And he had changed the windshield wiper fluid, came back, and now the path for the truck was right between my son's window and mine. It would have hit both of our bedrooms.
Mm.
Well, the poor man, as he came around this big truck, the engine was pulling it forward. It came down the hill, and for some reason, praise God, of course, he's trying to be conscientious. He gets in the truck and pulls the steering wheel this way, and it went right by my window. Now, I'm sad for my neighbor's sake that got it, but they got renter's insurance. Praise God, too.
It hit your neighbors?
Oh, it went through their apartment. The concrete stopped it, but completely busted out the window. And when this happened, I was sitting in the front room, and I thought it was my neighbors upstairs that a big, huge filing cabinet had fell. That's what it sounded like, a huge boom. And I thought, and I pray for that guy upstairs a lot, Jeb, and I thought, well, he's moving around. He seems fine. I'll leave him alone. And then I found out this happened, and I had prayed for a sign, if you will, a few days earlier. Lord, just show me that your power is working around us.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow. Amen. God bless you, Maggie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want to see a big truck coming at me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, everybody came up here and got prayed for. Did you get touched by the Lord? Do you have something to say for the Lord? Amen? That's what I do Friday. See if we can't get... anybody got anything to say to getting touched up here? Did you get touched by the Lord? You may not realize it till... Huh? Her knee feels better. Praise God. We don't like better. We want healed. Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. See, a lot of people don't realize when you're being touched by the Lord what God's doing in you.
You were talking about the left side of your back.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you spoke it, I claimed it, and instantly the fire of God went into my back.
Mm.
And it still is so hot back here. It's like a heating pad on the left side.
Wow.
The
praise
right
God.
Side feels perfectly normal, but the left side is on fire.
Praise God. Give a lot of clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have something that you may not have needed the healing in your body? Maybe you just needed something. Right back there. Right back. Willie.
Pastor, I came up front to get healing for my wife. She has arthritis on the knees. But, you know, I'm the kind of guy God always sets up, and I got up there, and it wasn't about my wife. It was about me being in my calling, dealing with anger, you know. And it seems like in my whole, ever since I came to Christ, I always get my delivering and my word is always like a setup word. I'm going to get something from somebody else, and I kind of get hit in the face with what you need to be doing. Yeah, I've been told that I should be further along in my calling. But I kind of use the military as an excuse to keep me out of my calling.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you can't run for so long, you know.
Amen.
Right.
Are you still in the military?
Yes.
And you just came back from?
No, I didn't. I just came back from Korea.
Uh-huh.
And we here at Fort Carson, and I'm working in Fort ID.
There's something else he said. It just something about loving your wife differently, or does the wife agree with that?
You said something else too.
Okay.
Dealing with anger.
Yep.
I come from a family that I have both my parents have passed away, and I'm not an old man. And I like, you know, God, why are you picking on our family? And I always pray, and I think, well, is it a generational curse that everybody with the last name Casey died before they 50?
Mm.
And I like, you know, I had a brother last year. He was 34, played football at Ole Miss. He died.
Wow.
And I'm like, what's going on with this? Is this a curse?
Now, that could be a generational thing. And if you're not awakened to who you are in Christ and what the blood has done for us, if each individual don't get that light and that revelation, the enemy can put all kinds of things on you. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was everything you said. It ain't the first time somebody said it. But, you know, and I read the Bible, and I know that, you know, Moses wasn't a young man when he came to his calling. So I said, well, maybe I can wait to 80. You know, so I got 30 years, you know. But you can't use logic when you deal with the Holy Spirit.
Here's the thing. I really think God wants me to tell you, because you have this family thing and everything else. The Bible says he gives life to your mortal body. So praying in the Spirit and speaking the Word of God to yourself will bring life into your middle, and your body will start to obey the testimony of the Scriptures as far as a believer is concerned, rather than our God report. Your body will start believing that, and your mind's renewed will start believing that, other than rewinding and believing what's happening to your family all the time. And so he'll give life to your mortal body. That means the more you speak the Word of God, the more healing you'll walk in, the more peace you'll walk in, the more the mind of Christ you'll walk in, and the Holy Spirit will really bring things into your body and wash out of your mind the rewinding. God, why is this one dying? Why is this one happening? And so on and so forth, because the enemy's setting you up for you to believe it's your turn next. That's what he's doing. Yeah. So you got to learn to believe in God's report, but you got to not just believe in it, but you got to give. He'll give life to your mortal body. Life comes through the Word of God, the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit. So the more you renew your mind with it, see, I was into MS. I had multiple sclerosis. I was in the Marine Corps. I had booze and drug problems and so on and so forth. I had a death wish, and I had a 357 Magnum, and I did this deal and didn't go off, and I done this deal and went off my leg, and gangrene set in. They cut my leg off. I'm walking a piece of plastic now. This is before I'm saved. So God in me had to deal with all that. And so as he started giving life to my mortal body, started renewing my mind, I started making more room for God's word in my mind and less room for the enemy. And so it's a process that you go through. And I'm sharing this with you because I think this is what you're going to. Anger was a big thing with me. I used to punch walls and do all kinds of different things and everything else because it was anger in my life. And so, but now it's not. And the reason why he tries to keep you in anger, the fruits of the Spirit won't manifest. We are Christians who are to protect the fruits of the Spirit. So anytime he can get you in anger, you've moved outside of the fruits of the Spirit. Anytime you get in that, and he's always trying to, the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, gentleness, and kindness, and self-control, and so on and so forth. So this should be light and revelation to you that he's trying to produce the fruits of the Spirit in your life. So anytime you get angry, that's not the fruits, obviously, right? It's the flesh. And so you keep in mind you want to hold on to the fruits of the Spirit. And so when anger arises, you want to speak the Word of God that gives life to your mortal body. It brings the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God, into your thinking. And it'll really help you. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. All of us, saints, I'm telling you, it's a big thing. Was you through? I'm sorry. Was you through, Will? It's nice to have you, by the way, and God bless the both of you for coming. Always remember this, saints. That's what the fruits of the Spirit about. If he can get you in there, who would you say? Someone else want to say something? Oh, over here. Okay. Huh? He Walt painted, pointed towards you.
The battery died.
The battery died? Oh, did you put a new one in it? Did you put a new one in it? Okay, go ahead, Dale. Jeff, get that battery in that in the wireless, please. Go ahead, Dale.
Last week at this time, I didn't have a place to move to. And I, you know, just trusted the Lord. And a place came up, and it's a military guy who's retiring, and he has a five-bedroom house. And he was going to rent out the top floors to a bunch of different women. Well, there was one girl there, and I could tell it was the place the Lord wanted me to go. And I spoke with him, and I talked with him about the Lord, and he said he was separated and so forth. So I was, you know, referred him to somebody who he could go to mm-hmm. to get some help and everything. But I called him back, and I asked him, you know, all the details, and it seemed like everything was right. And I asked him if this girl was his girlfriend, because there was something stirring in me. Sure. She was a young girl. She used to be the nanny when he and his wife were together. So anyway, I moved in, and I kept asking the Lord, is this something you want me to do? Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was, and so I went through that whole process, and even this morning I woke up and I had sciatica and I had a headache and my back hurt and my knees hurt and everything hurt. And I went downstairs, and sure enough, the girl came up from downstairs. He moved into the basement. And so I said, Lord, what is this now? Why is, sure. you know, what is this? I just moved in here. He said it wasn't his girlfriend. Now they're sleeping together. What is up with this? And the Lord said, I want you to take authority. And that was what you spoke about this morning.
Wow, wow.
Because it's just something that I think the Lord is calling him back. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he just doesn't know how to, he just doesn't know.
Sure.
He doesn't.
That's probably why you're
he
there.
He doesn't know.
That's probably why you're there, is to teach him or show him, you know, what God thinks of things of this type of thing. And so on and so forth. But that's a need. That's neat. God bless you. Hallelujah. How you doing? Well, did anybody else have anything?
Oh,
over here. Yes.
Check.
Awakening.
Okay.
And I was just getting, when I prayed, you know, I said, well, Lord, why? I know you said you're not supposed to ask God or question God. But, you know, I've been praying for several things, and it seems to me like I'm not getting no results, or I cannot see the results. And I get real weary and tired, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I believe that this probably was a spiritual, that I had to come here to hear this.
Praise God.
The spiritual awakening, because Amen. I know that I've been doing a lot of praying for a lot of things, mm-hmm. a lot of people, and it seems like I'm hitting against a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord's been showing me a lot of dark waters. And then I can't get it together. I know it's not me, because I've been in this ark with real bright lights. And the waters are very troublesome around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe the Lord is trying to keep me safe from whatever trouble is.
Amen. Amen.
But anyway, I have had this spiritual awakening, and I didn't know that. I was just wondering.
Everything in our lives, if we're seeking God, we're praying. Everything in our lives, you know, you see the troubled waters and all that. All of that is God, the Holy Spirit, teaching us and causing us to walk by faith, maybe become an intercessor. There's many reasons why things go on in our lives. Well, we have to first realize we're blood-bought. Mm-hmm. We belong to Him.
Right.
We're His property. Amen. Temple of the Holy Spirit. So if we're his property, and He sees in your heart that there's some things He can do in your life to set her free or pray for her and so on and so forth. He brings things into your life because maybe you get into intercessory real quick for Him and you break some things off. You may never know who you broke it off from, but nevertheless, they'll be broken off from. So everything He's doing in your life, it's a God plan. Say, it's the power of God. It's the Holy Ghost school. He's training us. And so a lot of us don't want to accept certain things because it looks hard, dangerous, it's weary, and so on and so forth. But God's got something behind that. He's involved in that. And he really wants the people, the body of Christ, to be setting the world and sisters and brothers free and so on and so forth. So We sometimes don't look at that. You know, the word of knowledge operates in me sometimes, and I actually have pain in my body. I don't like that. I mean, I have enough trouble. I get my own pain without getting help, you know. But
amen.
That's the. But that ain't always. That ain't the complete picture of the word knowledge. But I get pain in my body, and I speak that out, and usually someone gets touched and healed, and so on and so forth.
Well, I know the Lord's been talking to me a lot about the end time, and this troublesome.
Oh.
That we're in.
Mm-hmm.
I even saw the sun. It was a very, not a gloomy day, but it was an overcast day. And all of a sudden, the moon came from the west, and it was very angry, and it was very bloody looking, and it covered the sun. And I believe that that is telling me that the moon, which is a lesser light, which means could be his people or people, is trying to cover the light of the
I
sun.
I see what you mean, sure.
And I believe that the Lord is telling me that the sun, the moon is very angry.
Mm.
At the sun, not the S-U-N, the S-O-N.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I tell you what, in Isaiah 60, it says your light will shine. The trouble is we got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and let it shine. Our light is obviously Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us turn to the flesh and not to him. And so you have to let light shine. You have to speak it and so on and so forth. And when you do, it's like I said about the fruits of the Spirit. There's a lot of people don't realize why we get angry, why this bothers us, why that bothers us, because he's trying to get us out of the, Satan trying to get us out of the fruits of the Spirit. Because if the flesh rises up and acts, obviously you're grieving the Spirit.
Amen.
He's pretty tricky, the enemy is. He knows how to do an awful lot of things with a fleshly body. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? Forever hold your peace. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you for this body of believers. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the authority. We thank you for the spiritual awakening, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the word will fan the fire, Lord. Revival, Lord, and souls, Lord, a harvest of souls, Lord, we desire, Lord. And you are the Lord of the harvest. And we have planted and we have planted and we have planted. We have cultivated through your word, Lord Jesus Christ, and now we're expecting a harvest. In all areas, Lord, in the areas of your gifts, in the areas of souls, Lord, so we can put these people to work, training up new souls, Lord, how to walk with you, Lord Jesus Christ, and that we can get into this process of training and sending them out. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that we pray this under this anointing, under your grace, my Father God, through Jesus Christ. And we just exalt you, Jesus, lift you up and draw all attention to you. But we thank you, Lord, that there is a fire being fanned by the Holy Spirit. We're baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire, and we're fanning it with your word, Lord, and revival, a spiritual awakening will happen in each one's life. We thank you that today, this week, right now, that there'll be an awakening by the Spirit of God through the word of God in each one of our lives, and we'll pursue it and desire it because that's part of our call. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for responding under the blood covenant to a faithful God to your word in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.